The Vietnamese government is dealing with an important question. How can the country supply its growing energy needs without destroying the environment? Trilliant is a software firm for electricity grids. It says that Southeast Asia in general will see energy use grow 80% in the next 20 years. But for Vietnam, growth will be closer to 200%. The answers to the problem might lie in a combination of technology, renewable power, and greater energy efficiency. However, the issue is a complex one for Vietnam's officials. They see coal as an inexpensive way to fuel the economy. By 2030, dozens of new coal power plants will open despite the pollution they emit. Although Vietnam just increased the price it pays to solar power investors, the market for renewable energy is still small. Vietnam faces the same problem many countries do. Economic growth comes at a price. Va Van Wan is the chief of staff at the Ho Chi Minh City People's Committee. Wan explains that Vietnam is taking part in the global technological revolution. The number of factories has grown in recent years, as electronics have overtaken rice and coffee as a leading export. The growth, Wan says, also brings pollution, deforestation, and other damages linked to climate change. Technology can be a problem, but it can also be a solution. It could help decrease the economy's harm to the environment, especially by addressing the country's energy needs. One such technology is the smart meter, an electricity meter that connects to the internet. Trilliant and the Saigon High Tech Park finished a smart meter project in a manufacturing area that houses Intel and Samsung. The devices alert authorities when there is a power outage. They also detect tampering and measure power quality. Smart meters get information every 15 minutes so that people can see and make decisions about their electricity consumption in real time. Another technology that could help developing economies is energy-efficient lighting, such as LED bulbs. Chin Lim is the lead public sector strategist at Autodesk, which makes software for architecture, engineering, and manufacturing. Based in Singapore, Lim said his company is consulting with Vietnamese government agencies about how to cut energy waste. Lim said it is becoming more popular for buildings to be fitted with efficient lighting, such as LED bulbs and lights that can be programmed to shut off on their own. He added that a common application of emerging technology is to study traffic patterns in the hopes of improving fuel use. In Singapore's case, Lim adds, the government simulates various building arrangements to see the impact on traffic. Smart bulbs and smart meters might offer small changes, but with more power blackouts expected in the near future, Vietnam needs all the progress it can get. I'm John Russell.